a word for you from 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 1. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. And so begins this marvelous story of salvation in the life of a pagan. Yes, a pagan so bad that he had captured many people out of Israel after conquering them. It says here that the Lord had given him victory. Now, it doesn't mean that Naaman was saved, but in fact God was punishing his people because of their sins, and so had given victory to a pagan general. Now, it introduces Naaman with these words of him being a great man and in high favor, because it wants to highlight the end of this where it says, but he was a leper, to show us the contrast. Though he was blessed, so to say, in worldly terms, in being in high favor, he was, you could say, the second in command in the country of Syria. He was regarded very highly by his king, who was obviously the great leader. But under him was Naaman. And he was a great general at that. He was one who was known as brave, a mighty man of valor. The meaning in Hebrew of Naaman, which means beautiful, or one who is good and likable, kind, handsome. He was probably, by implication of his name, good looking. He was one who was decent, gentlemanlike, attractive in his personality. He was a conqueror. So, in his day, he was a hero. Probably, if there were newspapers in his day, many articles would have been written about him, and all of them being very favorable. But we now reach the end of the verse where it says that despite all this, he was a leper. And that is why this word but is inserted here. And what a great but it was in his life. Though he had all this, all the favor of men and God in a human way because of his military victory, but he was stricken with this terrible disease. Do you have some great but in your life? Some sin that lurks, that is so treacherous it can kill you?